Welcome back to the Food Fellas podcast. We've got a massive one today. I'm with Nick,
Yo.
Nectro,
hey,
and Ange.
Yo.
Before we get to that, we've got to talk about what our favorite foods of the week or and not so favorite foods. Ange?
For me, my favorite food, I went down to Glenferrie, I think it's Meats. Is it Meats in Hawthorne?
Gourmet Meats.
Only saying that because I know you went
I went too.
Grabbed the viral chicken nuggets.
The viral.
I don't know whether you'd call it a chicken nugget because I know a few of the guys around the room here have said the same thing. But the crunch on that and the flavor.
Insane.
Was insane. Yeah. Salty, crunchy. It was just.
They're not. I wouldn't say they're as good as my nonna's cotoletta, the schnitzel.
No, not.
But they're still there. They've got some herbs in the crumbs.
Yeah.
The crumbs are crunchy. It's a good eat. And the chicken's like tender, man.
And for the price too as well, I thought it was pretty reasonable. I think I got six and they were like $20.
I was like, man, it's a cheap eat because if you guess the price, it's free, bro.
Yep.
Literally,
much.
You get free
Did
chicken.
Did you get the price? Did you guess it?
No, I was like 50 cents off or 60 cents off.
I was 10 bucks off, so it was a little bit far.
Oh, yeah, but
off.
They told you the wrong.
They told me the wrong. I had the wrong amount in the bag. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Nectro, what'd you eat?
Are they done or?
Well, what do you got something to say?
No, I was just thinking, why is it called a nugget? It's clearly not. That's all.
What is it?
I don't know. It was
it's
pretty,
a big schnitzel.
I agree with you.
That
it was a big schnitzel.
Fried three times, so it's crunchy.
I think that's the grab of it. It's like, we're going to call this a nugget, but it's not really a nugget.
Yeah. Regardless of if it's a schnitzel, if it's a nugget, the crunch is what got me.
Yeah, it does.
I saw it on socials.
What's with everything going? Like one thing gets viral and like Melbourne just. Latch onto it, bro.
That just shows that we don't have much going on here in the food scene.
Yeah.
In the food scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much going on in the food scene in Melbourne.
Look, we know what's popping, but there's not a lot.
Look, it's going to be a discussion for another day, but Sydney compared to Melbourne.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I think Sydney is above in Melbourne.
100%.
And we've dropped in like most livability in Melbourne again, like this year. So.
Gloria Jeans in Sydney is like the place to
Gloria
be.
Gloria Jeans in Sydney are
that?
Doing acai through the drive-thru.
Acai? No.
It's crazy. It was on TikTok.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on there, but it's next level. 100%.
Yeah. Nectra?
What did I,
what's
that
your
was
favorite?
Good. Probably my own concoction. Is that what it's called?
Don't say
concoction?
Chicken rice cake.
No. The Biscoff Egg McFlurry. I think that was really good.
That was good.
It's my own little.
You got us all with that one.
Yeah. But that's it. And it's, you know.
What'd you do? You put the Biscoff eggs in? Some topping?
Well, I've got so many eggs these days. I'm like, what can I do with them? So took a drive down to Macca's and just made it all up. Yeah, just add some eggs and some topping, but it was good. Because the eggs have like the crunchy spread in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't need the biscuit as well. It was just, it was good. I've got some worse things that I've eaten, but I'm sure Ange will get into that.
Oh, we can talk about
too.
It now, seeing as you're here.
Okay, tell us.
No, well, you can start it.
Honestly, I think we were all catfished. I don't know. Did you try them?
I haven't tried them only because of what you guys said, but you tell me what you thought.
Totally catfished.
What's the product?
The Twix biscuits. The caramel that wasn't even caramel.
There was
caramel chocolate.
So it was a chocolate biscuit, essentially.
There was like, for me, I reckon there was like a 1% taste of caramel and the rest was just chocolate.
I had no. Yeah. Did you have caramel in yours?
I had a bad week, man. You know what my bad week was? These biscuits, right? First of all, can I start?
Yeah,
because it's going on, right?
Just tell us.
Twix, I'm thinking caramel, the best part of it. Someone, God bless your soul because I want to rip into you, right? Went home to his family. He's like, you know what? I'm getting a pay rise. I made Twix cookies and left the caramel out. Mate, you actually thought that was a good idea?
Getting that
right?
Down.
You left the caramel out of a Twix and went home and you were like, I'm the man of the house. Secondly, right? Not only did you do that, but the fatality move, like the Mortal Kombat fatality move, this guy decides I'm going to give him a crunchy cookie.
The most crunchy of all, yeah.
Brother in Christ.
It's like a nursing home
who
cookie.
Who eats crunchy cookies?
Sorry.
Who? Like, I'm literally.
Yeah.
So we're talking crumbs all over
back.
The floor.
Yeah, all over my beard.
Yeah. See, this is why I didn't have
them. I didn't have high hopes for them because I know that the same company made the disgusting M&M
ones.
Same texture. I'm like, nah. But thank God the Secret Centers are really nice.
You know
what
would have made this better? If they took the Secret Center from the Secret Center biscuit and put it in that with a softer biscuit. And it would have been spot on.
The Secret Center is it's basically a Twix
caramel
and a biscuit.
Inside,
so good.
Yeah,
the Secret Center is a bomb. Have you tried them yet?
No, they were good. The Twix was good. Reese's didn't want a bar of it.
Nah, the
gross.
Reese's weren't good.
I don't understand. Like, people make these biscuits, they're not look at every element. Like, do they have a certain price point to work with? It wasn't a Twix at all.
What about the Mars one?
Do you have the Mars one?
They're not bad. I got them at home. But the Twix were the best out of the secret
sandwiches. To top things off, they're 144 grams, $5.50. That's who's fancy. For like six biscuits?
No, eight. It was eight. Eight, yeah.
Who's paying $5.50 for eight small biscuits?
I don't care about the price if they're good. But
caramel, like,
correct.
Take my money.
Correct.
If you're giving me a Twix cookie, take it.
Yeah.
You're missing the main element of it. Like, I was eating, someone at Coles was like, here, have our chocolate chip cookies and do whatever you want with them. Dry biscuits. That's what it was.
Well, speaking of, I feel like the Coles brand choc chip cookies are better than those ones.
Definitely.
Mm. So, oh, yeah. The M&M ones, like, yeah?
No, just the normal Coles brand.
Who makes the M&M ones?
That says 40% extra chocolate chips or whatever.
Yeah, they're actually really good, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who makes those M&M ones in the bag, you know?
It's a Coles bakery brand. I don't know exactly one, but they're good.
They're good, man.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there, but that ruined my week.
They were terrible.
Did you have something good at least this week?
Yeah. Shout out to the boys at Piccolo Panini Bar. Went in and they were like, they coerced me into ordering chili. And I was like, you know what? I'm putting my big boy pants on. I'm going to start eating chili. Sat in the car, had tears coming down my face. But you bet believe I finished that chili sandwich and it was good. Like,
shut the gates.
I feel like that place keeps growing. Like, weekday, I'm waiting 25 minutes in line. A weekday, which is crazy. And the quality from the first time I went there to now hasn't changed.
Yep.
Props to them. They're doing a really good job. So that for me was definitely my highlight.
They're making quality sandwiches over there.
Yeah. So you can now handle chili. Is that what you're telling us?
I'm going to say one more place. Maximoon at Mooney Ponds. Yeah. I had that burger. That smash was.
I forgot to mention that too. That was good. I had that yesterday.
Bringing back ball and canteen vibes.
Yeah, it's very good. Just a different experience. Something different that we haven't had in Melbourne in a while. You know, it's a different experience, you know. I feel like a lot of the people using Martin's at the moment, you know, they had the brioche, the roll, which was not too sweet. It was good.
I was going to say interesting because he was telling me he bakes everything from scratch. Yeah. The buns, everything. Does his own meat, the whole lot, and you can taste it. It had like a barbecue taste to it.
Yeah.
It was a really good burger, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the donut had a barbecue taste.
Now, the burger we had, you had the Mr. Brisket too.
Yeah.
It was like brisket with fried cheese curds.
Where on Parkway Street is it? Exactly.
It's across from this new arcade. It's
Guzman.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, where Guzman is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a must check out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. They got make their own donuts too, which you tried as well. I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah, donuts are really good.
Donuts look
different. Sick. Different. Mm. Love that the filling was sticking out of it. The flavors, great.
I'm going down to try that double beef. I think it's double beef chicken. Three patties or something.
Bro, it's double beef, double chicken, man.
I can't remember the name.
I was going to get it, but I'm like, it's 12 o'clock. I don't want to be carrying for the rest of the day, man.
Am I mistaken to say that are their buns donuts or the actual bread?
I had a donut burger, yeah. It was two donuts.
Oh, okay.
It was two donuts with double patties.
But you can get normal
patties.
Bread too.
Yeah, they make their own brioche rolls as well. Okay. But the donuts were good, man. Yeah,
he has a try it or diet burger, which is his, I don't know if it's still on the menu, but at Baldwin, it was a strawberry iced donut. With meat and that in the middle, which is pretty good as well.
No, it was called Max Glaze, the one he's got now.
But back in the day,
yeah.
Or diet, yeah.
This one had two glazed donuts with bacon jam, bacon.
Yeah.
And then you can get single or double.
Sounds great.
Shout out to Maximoon and Piccolo Panini.
There you go.
Doing good
man.
Things.
That's good. Yeah.
So is that what your favorite is as well this week, Maximoon?
Well, yeah. I didn't mention it, but yes. Yeah. Maximoon. Maximoon was the best thing I had this week. Like I said, it was something different. It was refreshing. You know, yeah, it sort of took us back to the old days of Bowen Canteen. And it was just like literally a flavor journey. We speak about flavor journey. That's what it was, man. It was a flavor journey. It was just really good. The brisket with fried cheese curds and then fried onions. It was just something different, you know. And, the quality was exceptional, man. Real good.
He was doing his own barbecue sauce as well for the burger, which was like a mix of if I can think, correct me if I'm wrong, Japanese, like sesame barbecue. I've never had anything like that before. The taste you put on the meat was fantastic. And that's the thing, like everyone can make a burger.
That's right.
Like everyone's got their final, like their finishing touch. Like Mark's got his own thing. DJ has his own thing. Roll Stacks. It's a different experience. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything bad that you had?
Anything bad? Nah. Not that I could think of.
You're eating good this week.
I was eating good this week, out of all of us.
It's good.
I didn't have the Twix business. No.
That's why. That's why.
All right, let's get into some food news now for the week. We have Reese's announcing they're bringing more items into Woolworths. I heard 7-Eleven first as well.
Yeah, first 7-Eleven next week, I think, and then the following week Woolworths. I think the full range is coming to Woolworths, which I think they've been at Coles for a while as well too, a small select range. Is that right?
Not really. I think we're really limited on Reese's here.
Just the standard. Yeah, 7-Eleven had the white, yeah?
7-Eleven had the white, which was the first release other than a normal one.
Yeah.
But I just don't like how they do this thing. They release something for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, gone. White Twix, same thing. Release it, gone.
Yeah. No, I've seen the white Twix.
Yeah, but it's on and off a lot.
Oh, yeah.
White peanut butter cups. Have you seen them since they came out?
No, I haven't seen them.
Maybe 7-Eleven, they're like, we'll only do it for a couple weeks. And then we're knowing that Woolies is getting them. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, they don't sell well in 7-Eleven, so they don't bother. You reckon?
Maybe they've got the rights to only 2 weeks.
What we've got the caramel big cup coming. That's we all love
the
that.
The best Reese's ever, in my opinion. That's
really good, yeah.
Have you just all tried it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried it.
It's literally like the Caramello Koala caramel on the bottom, and then on the top's the normal Reese's, but it's just, it works.
Yeah.
Top two for me is the obviously white one, but the big cups is the crunchy cereal, the cereal, and the cookie cup.
I never tried the cookie cup.
The cookie cup's really good.
There's also I told you about this one last night, the potato chips one. There's a Reese's potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
With the potato chips inside the chocolate.
Yeah. Are we getting that?
We're not getting that one. It should have Arnott shapes in there instead.
That's such an American
pizza shapes. Yeah. Pizza shapes inside my chocolate with peanut butter.
That's such an American candy bar, though. I'd be open to try it, though. Chocolate with potato chips.
Yeah, I'd try it.
I saw it when I was in the US, but I didn't get it. I don't know why. I should have.
Did you try it?
No, I should have. I didn't. I don't know why.
They are getting, however, in white, though, only not milk chocolate. So it'll have peanut butter and then a soy on the bottom. That's coming in.
I'm all for that.
Can you stop saying acai? Because my whole TikTok feed now is acai.
It's a trend right now.
Bro.
Did you try the peanut butter lover's cup that was all peanut butter, no chocolate at all? That was my absolute favorite.
Why wouldn't they put chocolate?
Wait, the whole cup?
No. Shh. I didn't ask for your opinion. Just listen.
You asked before I tried it, and I'm telling you.
I'm gonna tell you a statement.
Okay.
The peanut don't ask butter questions lovers,
next time. Then.
Peanut butter lovers cup was the best one ever. It was literally the inside, but the whole cup.
That's
pointless.
It was just peanut butter in the mold.
Just Reese's peanut butter in the mold.
That's pointless.
But Reese's peanut butter is goated. So.
Yeah, but I need some. What?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Nah, not for me, mate.
That's why we put you on that end of the podcast. All right, All right.
Give us your opinion now. Come on, lay it on us.
Well, you need milk chocolate around it or some sort of chocolate. That's it.
Look, low key, I actually prefer the milk chocolate than the white chocolate. But that's just me.
I agree with the Reese's.
No, I've been deported, man.
Do you like wafers?
Yeah.
So the Reese's wafers are coming too as well.
No, they've been at Coles for ages.
Yeah, they've been. No, I just Woolworths, asked
you. I said, is there a range of Coles? And you just said no.
They were at Coles. They're not there anymore. But they were at Coles ages ago.
Changing your stories.
They're not bad.
Wafers, if they go stale or they've just been. Not for me.
The only wafer is Kit Kat wafer.
Yeah.
What about
unless it's been sitting in your grandma's bag for like a year,
and it's been melted like three times? What about Kit Kat versus Breakaway, the Cadbury? Can we compare the two?
Twirl Breakaway coming out with a cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Yeah. Nice.
So we know that Kit Kat
already had the cookie dough,
and that was all right.
Yeah.
Only the chunky version though.
No, it came in the normal as well.
I'm saying the chunky version was better.
Oh, yeah, more cookie dough in it.
Would you go Kit Kat or Breakaway? Because
I don't know, I have to try it when it comes out.
And no, but just normal, even just standard like Breakaway.
Oh, Kit Kat. Yeah. All day.
Yeah. And?
Kit Kat.
Nick?
Kit Kat, definitely. But going on to that cookie dough one, right, just my opinion here, Kit Kat needed a chunky for the cookie dough to come out fully. Where are you going to break through cookie dough through milk chocolate and a wafer
in a thin bar?
Like, wouldn't you think, hey, The twirl honeycomb ice latte did well. Let's just fill a twirl bar with cookie dough.
Yeah.
A wafer with cookie dough.
I think Cadbury went wrong with not making it a caramel cookie dough to be different to the Kit Kat, if that makes sense.
Should
have been caramel.
It's like the developers are just talking to each other and like, oh, okay, we'll both do cookie dough wafer.
Well, I tagged both Cadbury and Kit Kat in my story.
Did you get a response?
No, they saw it though. That's the point.
On what you were saying, right? One of my friends that like follows me used to work at one of the Mondella's places.
Yeah.
What they do is they get told, for example, let's say this Twix bar, you got a dollar to spend on it. So you have to go through the whole ingredients in the factory and find everything to make up for a dollar. That's why some bars don't make sense. Like that caramel slices had the caramel, the caramel, and then Oreo bits in it. It was like, why are there Oreo bits? Because at that time, Oreo had a deal with Cadbury to like, if you buy into our own product, we'll give it to you at a less price. So it's just about like making up a number. And sometimes the bars don't really make sense.
Yeah. Someone's idea in a head. And it's like you give a kid a school project and say, here are your four ingredients, make me a product.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Remember, Mr. Chocolate here with the insights. We've got the industry scoops here with what's going on in the chocolate world. So now you know when they come out with these stupid flavors, that's why. Unfortunately, some of these flavors budgets exist.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's buying them?
Unfortunately. Yeah. But anyway. Like, so you tried the twirl. Have you tried the twirl? No, you haven't.
Hasn't come here.
It's not Kit Kat. It's
coming soon. We've got to wait then. All right. And what about the Kit Kat, Honeycomb Buzz? Did we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Honeycomb Buzz. Nice.
Yeah.
I just wish it was a different color and maybe had more. I like some sort of filling.
Is it like, yeah. Has it got like crunchy sort of vibe in it or no?
A bee's dick, just like I said on the video. Literally, like tiny, tiny bits.
Yeah. You said it was an aftertaste of honeycomb, yeah? Bit of aftertaste?
No, first you taste it and then you're like, oh, it's just a normal Kit Kat, and then the honeycomb comes through. So it's not really overpowering.
It's faint.
But it's they did all right. Like, it's a nice flavor.
You know, I actually like the twirl honeycomb one. That was good.
Little honeycomb. Yeah, I like that a lot.
That was good, that one.
And see how the color was different inside?
Yeah, exactly.
So
you knew it had the flavor. Yeah.
I like to know that it's different.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm hoping that they tease us with the Milky Bar Kit Kat and it opens up more white chocolate options. Because a white chocolate honeycomb would have been really good.
Yeah, they should have done that.
A white Kit Kat would have been really good.
I think they're on clearance, which is telling me they're getting rid of it.
Discontinued.
Yeah, who knows? Well, I don't know.
And this Kit Kat honeycomb Ampol? From Ampol?
Ampol for
and
now.
And then Woolies after that? Yeah, supermarkets?
Woolies,
yeah. So if you want to try Kit Kat honeycomb, run, don't walk into Ampol.
run.
Slow-paced walk.
Maybe, you know, jump in your car, cruise if you need to put petrol and then pick it up at the counter. I wouldn't go just
don't,
for that.
Don't rush into it.
You're not pushing people. You're not pushing the grandmas over when you walk into Coles. No. Whatever, if that's what you say. What about Nectro? You broke the news about zero sugar in McDonald's.
That was breaking news, bro. Yeah. I think you were the first person to drop it.
Yeah, so Macca's, for some reason, are bringing back normal Sprite but getting rid of zero. Doesn't just keep them both there.
They're trying to push. Like, I feel like all the brands are trying to push the zero sugar, obviously, for obvious reasons. But KFC have done the same. Everything, they got Sunkist zero sugar. They don't have normal Sunkist anymore. You know, they got what else? I think
they got Pepsi Max, and does that mean eventually they'll get rid of Pepsi?
Pepsi, yeah. Like, I don't know, yeah.
It's just weird for me because everyone's like on a health kick at the moment.
Yeah.
And like everyone, every time I go like out to fast food restaurants, people are ordering these zero sugar drinks.
Yeah. For me personally, whether I'm watching what I'm eating at the time or not, and I pick out and I get 10 burgers, chips, whatever it may be, I'm always getting a zero sugar option drink.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is, right, I've calculated my day. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting this. I'm good. And then God bless their souls. One of the workers is like, let's play a trick on this bloke. Let's give him a full sugar one. And then you blow my calories out for the day. Yeah. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference.
Wouldn't even know.
You can't. Yeah, you really can't.
It's 2 calories and then it goes at what, 300 if it's a normal one?
Yeah.
So it's just pointless calories for me.
I'm the same. Look, if it's zero
also,
sugar,
for people that are diabetic,
Yeah.
Give them the option.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. So
I think it's just weird. Like, I think the reason is because Macca's has only selected
spots on their roster. Yeah.
So I think they got rid of
on that auto machine. You know,
I don't know the lemon flavor or something.
The raspberry Fanta as well.
Full raspberry Fanta. Yeah.
Anyway,
so they're gonna have cola. They're gonna have Coke. Raspberry Fanta.
Lyft? Do they still do Lyft?
Nah.
As well?
That's the one they got rid of, I think.
Oh, Lyft? Yeah. I was going to say, Lyft.
To make room for
the They don't make Lyft anymore. Lyft's gone, isn't it?
Or whatever. One of the lemon options. I don't know which one it is.
Sprite, lemon, lime, whatever it was.
Lemon plus.
Yeah,
coffee. But anyway, it's just bullshit. Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway.
You've been to New York, yeah?
Yeah.
Five Guys. Free refills, but the machine. You go there and you press Coke and you get every single Coke imaginable. You press Fanta, every single Fanta, Powerade. It was so much stuff, like crazy.
I was clicking Powerade every time and just mixing flavors. Yeah, they got pineapple, raspberry, blackcurrant, all these flavors, and grape. Grape's one thing.
Where
we don't
America,
get here,
though?
Man.
Like, what restaurant?
Five Guys.
No, not even just Five Guys. When I went to Disney World, ESPN World, we were in the sports bar, and that had like four machines, man. I was just going crazy. Like over there, it's free refills all the time too. Like so, you can
and
just
those big like cups yeah, as well.
Like a,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it's like a big screen, and the cups like this yeah. big, man. Like it's huge.
Have you been to 7-Eleven over there? The big gulp cups.
Yeah, the big gulp cups
are like 80 cents, right? Insane, 80 bro. Cents US, and they've got the same machines, and you fill up like Slurpees, whatever you want. Like
they're like. You know, like the Stanley Cups now, they're like bigger than those, man.
It's giving Bangalore Thailand. That's what I'm picturing. Yeah.
And also you guys this week received a little Biscoff. What do we got? The ice creams are back.
Yeah, ice creams have been back.
We received ours. And just went through the war zone. But
I finally picked mine up yesterday, so was thankful to receive that. So thank you, Biscoff Australia. I think that was a great treat to come home to. So with the little personalised Biscoff jars and the biscuits, it was good.
Yeah, no, it was. It was so cool. Like I loved seeing my name on there.
It is a the ice creams are probably the best ice cream that's been released in a while, I think.
Oh, for sure.
They're just all around good.
Yeah, this is going back to what we were saying a few episodes ago, if you guys remember, about brands interacting with you and making you want to like feel part of a community. I'd post them like I do anyway. Like I'd go and search for the stuff in Holton because like, dude, to send us a jar with our names on it, like that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. Even the box was cool.
Yeah.
I've still got the
just
box.
That red box.
All this is going back home into the box, I think.
Well, speaking of Biscoff, there's this massive load of Biscoff on the couch there between you guys.
Hang on, not just a massive load, 25 kilos worth of Biscoff.
A massive load.
Nick, give us the story of how these boxes turned up.
This isn't 25 kilos, by the way.
We've got more.
There's
more.
All in there.
There's boxes all over.
So the post guy rocks up to your office.
All right, so the guy rocks up to my office and he's got like three boxes and they were like, these are heavy, so where do you want me to put them? I'm like, they're not for me. And he's like, no, they are. And I'm like, okay, put them down. And then here we are.
Heavy. Like, how many boxes was there?
Three.
And they were like, how many kilos each?
All up was about 24 kilos, 25 kilos
of Biscoff.
It would have been weighing down. There would have been just these boxes in the truck alone, just weighing down the truck.
Like, now, when we got told we're getting sent a package, we thought, you know what?
One box.
A couple of things here. This is insane. Like, this is insane. For them to go out of the way like this and send us this much, that leads on to my next question. Is this planting the seeds? Because it's happened to you and me before with those hampers we received a while ago.
Let's just preface the story.
We got these last time and these have shown up in IGA and stuff.
Yeah. Let's just preface the story. We obviously have, we chartered in Belgium through the podcast and we spoke about Biscoff. We had someone reach out to us from Belgium. They said they listened to the podcast
in Belgium,
in the factory, in the office, however they listened to it. And that's how it came about. Yeah, we had obviously someone ask for an address. They sent it out. Again, what you said, Nick, we thought we'd just get a box of Biscoff or something.
But like you said, is some of this stuff coming to Australia? Like half this stuff we don't even have, like bags of crumb. I mean, we've seen the sauce topping bottles before.
Well, that's the thing. Like why would they send all this stuff?
We've only seen them before when they've been imported though, yeah?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of these things we have to get from people like our friend Bruce and whoever else. So.
Yeah.
My theory is... I feel like the stuff that's been rebranded is coming.
Makes sense.
Yeah, true.
Because the stuff that's not is more like off. You wouldn't really find it down here. Like, look at the stuff that hasn't got the new logo on it.
Like these ones.
Yeah. It looks a bit outdated.
That's what I'm thinking.
But how good would it be to walk into Woolies and just grab one of these?
That would be cool. Like, it would be cool.
The new logo sort of screams at you like, you know, like, yes.
It appeals
to a
younger audience as well too. And
yeah. Because
it's just inviting. It's friendly. Yeah. Bit more friendlier. The other logo sort of says like grandma's pantry.
My grandma's knitting.
Biscuits
where you used to open up and then your grandma's sewing kit and then you wanted a biscuit but you got a needle stuck in you now?
Yeah.
Right. That's my theory because the white weirdo is popping up everywhere. Yeah. The eggs, every year we post them, goes off. People are asking for it.
Yeah. And we've been getting new things of eggs every year. It's been slowly building a roster, you know, of different eggs. Kind of Kinder are making eggs now, like we said last week. But Biscoff eggs will fly off the shelves here, man.
People will lose their mind.
I want to hear your theory. Apparently, speak about the Vienna cake because I feel like you've got the most information about this.
I just feel like the Vienna cake came and gone overseas. Like I think it was released in the UK. And seeing as though the ice creams are doing so well and they sold out the first time around, obviously they're back and I think they're staying because they know about how to produce them and have enough.
Or they run out of Biscoff or something.
Whatever it may be. But I have a feeling that'll be the next release. And I also hear, and please someone email me from Biscoff and confirm it if you like, but I heard we're getting Biscoff ice cream but in a tub.
Yeah, right.
Tub would work.
Which will be similar to the Häagen-Dazs, but.
Yeah.
Have you seen the UK ones that they did the tubs with like blueberry? Do you remember the other ones? There's a couple of different ones.
Six or seven or
Biscoff flavored.
So they're Biscoff flavored. I don't know how they did it. It's like Biscoff flavored with like swirls of blueberry, and then there was four other tubs as well.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
I would like a center, you know, like the Cadbury center with the caramel in the middle.
Yeah,
like a Biscoff in the middle.
Biscoff core inside the ice cream.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah, but we swirls around.
Yeah,
because the core didn't work.
Well, yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Are they going to be shooting themselves in the foot? Because you also heard that there's rumors of Storm staying around.
Storm's coming back apparently permanently on the menu.
It's the Kit Kat
Storm.
Yeah, they've got a Kit Kat at the moment, so Biscoff's going to come back.
Yeah.
That's interesting because having the ice creams out and the Storm.
That's
But again, I don't know how reliable this sauce is, remember? We've
is
got
it
a few
sauce
sauces.
Or is it barbecue sauce?
That's right.
Which kind of sauce are we talking? Are they actually going to be doing it properly with Biscoff sauce this time or caramel sauce?
Well, we can help him out for maybe
out.
One
maybe
day.
We'll just go to the drive-thru and we'll just stand there in the window and we'll just squirt
That's what I heard because it's been so popular and it's smart of Hungry Jack's to do that because people would go there rather than go to get a McFlurry. Like,
obviously, McFlurry, you know, the flavour changes every, I don't know how many months, 3 months or so.
But they keep their core like Oreo, M&M.
Yeah.
Well, do they still have M&M?
Are they getting rid of it? Yeah, no, they got M&M.
Someone got rid of M&M's. I think maybe Hungry Jack's. Maybe because of that peanut.
Yeah,
I'm not a Storm person, so I'm more a McFlurry advocate.
I'm
I don't mind either. I reckon they're similar, but it's not as soft, I feel, the Storm.
I just think Macca's has it down pat. Like
when the machine's working.
Look, Hungry Jack's or Macca's, Storm or McFlurry, the only way that they can get me back in is if cream egg.
cream egg. No.
If Hungry Jack's does a cream egg Storm, I'll be there straight away.
But you know that's McDonald's forte.
I know, but it's been so long.
I feel like the toppings don't fit on the shelf. If you think about like what's on a Woolies shelf, those toppings might become available to like wholesalers. No.
Does a 2 litre Pepsi Max fit on the shelf?
I don't agree, bro.
These will fit on the shelf.
I feel like it's more of a
you're thinking
whole
cafe.
Food. Kind of like, you know how Nutella had those serviced? I think it's going to be one
just
of the more of those
you're thinking
things.
About acai places with the Biscoff
topping. Yeah, definitely. I love acai so much. You can't stop thinking about it.
You're
winking just in case. You can't see it.
No, but you know, seriously, I would love to walk into Woolies or Coles. Not that big. You know, half ice magic size.
They'll
something
sell
like
out
that.
In
you know,
the first couple of days. Ooh. And then.
Wait, what is this, the size wise? 1 kilo.
1 kilo.
Oh, so that might. Yeah, you're right then.
I think it's going to be more food service.
Mm.
Yeah, that's food service. What I'm
that's
saying
my point.
Is, all right. Well,
Jesus,
we've got the
can
big
you guys
one.
Pull yourselves out of my throat quickly here. Jump out of my throat.
I still feel like imagine they were at Woolies, people would just
You got to remember with their product, they want people to go repeat customers. That would last someone 3 months.
That's true. Yeah.
What do you reckon this would set you back though on a shelf at Coles?
When they first came out online, we're going to name names.
Yeah.
Some places are selling for like $50, man. That's crazy.
But try work it out, right? So this is $7.50 for 400 grams.
Yeah, that's one.
So that would be about $20 a bottle.
Roughly, yeah.
It's definitely got to be food grade, food service sizings. It, like you said, ice magic size, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That will last one.
Bro, I said that like 5 minutes ago. Where you been?
Oh, I was.
I'd buy it.
No, 100% though.
That.
Or wait, speaking of ice magic, imagine a Biscoff one that becomes a shell.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah. Does anyone mess with ice magic anymore though? Like I feel like for me, it's a childhood thing.
One for sure,
I don't remember the last time I had ice
magic. That's what I mean. Like I love ice magic, but I haven't had it in years.
I'm more of a super duper guy.
Super duper this guy. Whoa.
Zero sugar.
Person. Yeah. Nah, I like super dupers too. Though.
Yeah, super dupers.
The cola ones.
Cola, yeah.
Nah, not cola.
All fairy floss.
Pineapple.
But we've got so much stuff here though that like we haven't seen on shelves. Like these are the Lotus Biscoff covered in chocolate.
These would go off in store here.
These would definitely like imagine walking into a Coles and this is sitting on the shelf.
They would definitely
just like what you said.
The white bar any day of the week, baby.
No,
we've had this before. It's good, but I feel like this is old
now. Yeah, but it tastes better when you're not paying for that imported price.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Not everyone's paying that exorbitant price.
No, but imagine seeing that on the shelf near Cadbury.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. That'll look beautiful. And you know what? That's like an addition to the only color that's similar is obviously Kit Kat, but that's a very bright red. It will stand out next to the Cadbury's, yeah, the old Golds, the Whittakers. You know, it'll just stand out.
I just find it strange they're not in Woolies, like Tony's Chocolate Only have been.
So they've done so well with their launches, like their ice creams, their obviously all their collabs and stuff like that. I know from just hearing stuff, there's like a 4 or 5 month wait to actually get Biscoff if you're making anything. That's why the hot cross buns, you couldn't find them for ages. Yeah. The Biscoff cheesecake went missing for ages. That's why Five Guys at one point like having to fly Biscoff through like an African route. I mean, that's how like low the supply is here in Australia to get it for anything. Well, so I feel like the issue is now like navigating and scaling supply here so you can actually bring stuff like this out because, you know, people got pissed with the ice creams. You get the ice creams for 2 weeks and they're gone for like months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that just shows like the popularity in Australia of Biscoff, you know. Like
100%.
That, I mean, we're selling out of it. Mm. You know, I mean, Hungry Jack's lasted, what, 2 days with the Biscoff sauce?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, everyone jumped out straight away, but, you know, and then we had the ice creams disappear. Everything just disappeared because, I mean, we're obviously gone using too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then you got all these dessert places that are probably also churning through it. You know, your acai, your dessert, the Greek donut places, all that, you know. Greek. You know, look at Mardes. Well, some people don't know, you know.
I think it's a shame, though, that the Biscoff hot cross buns aren't actually available the week of Easter.
That's right.
So if you guys got any and froze them waiting to enjoy them this weekend.
Now is the time to release them.
Put them on eBay, $1,000 a
pop.
They
will definitely be back next year, surely.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder, like, we're going to get any other hot cross buns next year?
Do you reckon they'll come back? Because they usually rotate the flavour, though.
Nah, they keep caramel milk on.
True, they keep caramel.
That would be silly. Not to bring this back. That lasted not even a week.
Yeah.
Because I went to Woolies today to look and see. I was going to grab a pack of each.
Nothing.
They've got the Cadbury
chocolate
ones that you liked.
Well, I couldn't even find them. I went yesterday morning. The other
day. I think I just went to your favourite fruit ones.
Oh, yum. Thank God.
Yum.
None of the specialty ones.
Pizza shape variety.
Oh, they're all got yellow stickers on them.
That's all I found. The pizza shape ones. Obviously, no one wants them. Only Andrew's making toasted cheese sandwiches with them, man.
I would honestly rather them, like, not release anything and then come out with, like, a collection, like, a staple collection of what's coming out permanently. And I know this is so hypocritical about saying I hate when something was on the shelf for 2 weeks and then, like, I feel so bad saying this because I'm being a hypocrite here. I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to say it because I can't say it.
Mr. Chocolate.
Guys, go into his DMs and say, and just hashtag audacity in Nick's DMs.
It's actually, you know what, it is a shit feeling. I get it now.
Yeah. One thing that I'm surprised that isn't in here, and I'm not being ungrateful because I'm more than grateful and wrapped, but you know the breadstick?
Yeah, the sticks.
Yeah.
Dunky things. Yeah. Clearly they're not really happening. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Have we had anything like Dunkaroos? Do we have them down here?
We got the Nutella. Remember they had the Nutella?
And they still got those.
We've got the Nutella ones with the breadsticks.
Yeah
but what I'm saying is Biscoff have them too, and I found them at my local IGA.
But they're imported.
But they're imported, They were in that import section.
But are they in that same sort of package like Nutella with Biscoff and then breadsticks?
I don't know. It's on my page.
I know you're talking. Did we get Nutella with bread? Do we have that?
Yeah. I don't know if we still have them. I'm not sure.
They sit on the bottom.
Vegemite as well, too.
But that's like the Nutella biscuits. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's just not there. Like,
no, I always see them now. There was a stage.
There was a point,
I want to get the Nutella biscuits, but in a Pringle tube. Have you seen those ones?
Oh,
That would be better, fresher.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That would be cool.
But to be fair, I eat the whole bag.
In one go. They're so good.
They are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like that stuff there, the crumbs, and that will be food service.
Yeah.
This is perfect for cheesecake.
You know what, though? In the US, you go, and even if you go to USA Foods and Moorabbin, I think Ange goes there a fair bit.
Yeah, no.
But no, you're around the corner.
When they got stuff in stock.
Yeah. No,
charging rent there.
In the supermarkets there, they full have like a pie crust already pre-done in the foil.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so something like that here.
Pie crust.
Put the Biscoff crumbs, you know, like, it would just be crazy.
They've got the tart crust here, but not
the proper cheesecake biscuit crumbs, you know what I mean? Like,
I love these, how they're just individually wrapped, milk chocolate, so you don't have to open a whole block.
Yeah.
Look, you know what I mean? No, these are good.
Just put it in your backpack and off you go.
Yeah, just have one little,
one little square.
In your lunchbox square. For the day. Yeah.
Nah, that's cool. It keeps it fresh.
In your,
but I'm definitely want to try this later on. Is that what you were trying?
No, look, I'm trying this because I haven't tried this yet.
Nah, yeah, I can't wait to.
No.
What if we all choose one thing and review it?
I'm going this.
White chocolate block for me.
Shotgun.
Dub.
I don't know, bro.
You like this sort of chocolate, don't you? The milk chocolate.
I'm going the topping.
Is that coated?
Yeah, it's milk chocolate and it's just Biscoff inside.
Fire. Yeah, give me that.
All right, yeah.
I just need to get rid of this bag of crumb because it's so heavy.
The pack. It does look mad.
Look at these, man. Oh, this is for Nectro's lunchbox, man. That this is what you wanted.
I don't know if it's too far away, but look at the filling
that's
inside.
That's so filled,
that
man.
White
can
chocolate.
I just, before you eat that.
Hold on.
Wait, this better be the most important thing of your life because it was this close to my mouth.
It's not. So just eat.
No, just eat. Just eat.
Go.
No, quick.
Is this the same, is that the same chocolate that gets imported to Bruce and,
or that's is what it, you stopped me for.
Oh my God.
Yes, Ange.
That's anyway. What he stopped me
and
for.
And we just go. Spoke about that. We go. Want these on the shelves. And oh, what?
Go. No, jeez. You go.
That looks insane, man.
I've been having,
ma'am,
but tracking.
Overnight oats?
Hang on.
That every single night, one piece.
Put that in your Mike Fitness pal before you eat it.
Already
this have. Is literally like the ice cream is in block form.
Oh, man.
The white chocolate is creamy.
Oh.
Yeah. The filling. What a perfect chocolate bar.
Yeah, who wants the second one? There's two in a thing.
Nah.
I'll try it in a sec.
Yeah.
You have a look.
Dub wants to do his video for his social.
Yeah, man. I've got to do the review. Everyone loved it the other week. Everyone's like, you need to do a review. This is like a little chocolate bar. This That's is cute, cool. man.
I like it's this. Like that, but it's just milk.
Yeah, like a little treat, you know. All right, I'm gone.
Have you not tried before?
I haven't had this before.
Oh, what?
Bro, that's insane. Full of chocolate. You probably can't see it from here. But full of Biscoff. The chocolate works so well with it. That's 10 out of 10,
so
bro.
Good. Do you do this for a living or something, man?
No, bro, no.
Oh, really? Damn.
They even had, this is what I found funny. They even had dark chocolate. But they've probably listened and realized, don't even bother.
Don't send them. You send them dark chocolate.
Don't do it. Dark chocolate.
Because they sent it to me last time and it was obviously dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So my mum has got that.
Your mum. Nice. Good. You're a good
she
man.
She likes dark chocolate.
You're a good man.
All right. This is first time for me trying the topping. If I
just
can open this.
Pour it in, baby.
Come on.
Use your teeth, mate.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, there's a little dollop on top.
Shit,
drink it. Lick it. Drink it.
I'm going to squirt it in my mouth. This is.
Don't get it everywhere, please.
Also the.
Oh.
Oh. My God.
Yeah, it's good. That's really good.
Dude.
It's really, really good.
Do you want some on your biscuit?
Nah.
You're going to take that to the acai shop?
Nah, I don't want
it. What is this? What is this?
This is like.
Feeding him, bro.
Guys, it's not that sort of podcast. Forgive us. This is a Lotus Biscoff biscuit. You know the ones that we get here.
Yeah, it's bigger, though.
But it looks longer.
It's longer.
And it's chocolate. That's so a like a digestive, a yeah?
Yeah.
That's a package.
Nah, it's sick. Because it's got the chocolate as
well. Yeah, that's mad, yeah. Mm. That's a good little snacky, you know.
It's a good little
snacky snack.
Snacky snack.
Dip it in your morning almond latte.
The bottle has, the jar has creamy on it instead of smooth. But it can't be different, surely. It's just different wording.
No, I feel like it's more, like, that appeals to more of our age group now.
Cream.
Before, like, the Biscoff logo looks great, but, like, compared to that now, it looked like the old Biscoff writing looked like the old.
Even this tagline, show off with Biscoff. Like, that's
fun. This one's, like, on a slant. This one's just meat and straight.
Yeah.
It just looks tough.
Yeah.
Oh, these are really good.
Yeah, man. I'm
going to try Does anyone want one? There's two in a
I'll
pack.
Have some soon.
You got one? You want to try that one?
That biscuit?
It's sick, fire. Yeah.
It's like the perfect balance, like, this is obviously full chocolate, but this is like the biscuit.
Yeah.
My mouth's full, but crunchy as biscuit with a little bit of chocolate.
But why not have these as an option if you don't want plain?
That's,
you know
that's
what
really
I mean?
Good, yeah.
Are they good?
Different vibe to those circle round ones too.
Yeah.
Like way different vibe.
Well, I don't mind the circle biscuit. Round ones, but I prefer these ones.
That's a better
They've
experience.
They've got more of a crunch.
Yeah. I like it.
They're still sick.
These are
100%.
I like the Biscoff cream one best.
I think I think these ones, though, are going to be better than the ones we have on the shelves at Woolies, because the ones, these are the import ones, whereas the ones at Woolies are, you know, when you get a product and it's like imported by the Australian company?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why? Yeah.
So why? You're saying the different ingredients.
I don't know. Because remember going back to what we were speaking about the other day, about the products are better melting. For our climate.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But they go to all this effort. That's why we're slow to get things over here, because they got to, you know, obviously get the distribution here. They got to make a different product, wherever it works. I'm not sure, but it's just like, bro, just give us the stuff. We just want the stuff.
We got it now.
What would be your ultimate Biscoff collab? Have we discussed apart from the obvious with you?
My ultimate Biscoff collab, I would love if we ended up releasing a chocolate and Biscoff blondie. That would be my ultimate.
That would be
my ultimate.
That crumbs?
That's very unlikely though.
Yeah, I wish.
No, that'd be good, obviously.
What can you do?
What about you?
Me, Biscoff? You know what? Obviously all these places have the Biscoff cookies, but like just a streamlined, like the Twix packer, but not the Twix. No, we're not talking about that monstrosity. But like packeted Biscoff cookies.
Like even if Biscoff got Secret Center.
Yeah. Okay. Biscoff Secret Center would be sick.
For me, it's going to have to be a McFlurry, Biscoff McFlurry, like a proper probably Biscoff.
So not
Biscoff.
The Storm not didn't the storm. Cut it for you. Wow.
I feel like there's a difference between the ice cream that soft serve that gets used at Macca's and Hungry Jack's.
Brother, you can just go.
I'm not going to.
The Macca's on the way.
I'm not going to waste my and bro. Instead of, who's going to bring this up?
Doing that,
we're not on waters. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the Food Files podcast. We're going to go chow through this Biscoff until, well, it's Easter, so we'll just keep eating Biscoff.
Thank you, Biscoff.
Thank you very much, Biscoff. We appreciate it. Peace. Catch you on the next one.
See ya.